Interlocked, a video blogging RPF work written by Qua and read by Fendon Marshes, with additional tags, Trans Tommy Innit, Found Family, and IRL Thick. Summary: 3 times Tommy comes out, featuring brotherly vibes. One, Wilbur Soot. I'd like to clarify, Tommy says over the phone, sounding sheepish. I have never gotten into a fight. Interesting way to start a conversation, Wilbur thinks, setting down his plate. He'd been eating leftover Chinese that Joe'd bought the day before. It's cold, kind of slimy. It's a good thing Wilbur doesn't have standards. Oh? He asks. Yup, Tommy says. So don't think I'm calling you because I got in a fight or something. Wilbur blinks, standing up. Okay, he says dubiously. Why are you calling then, tommyinnit@hotmail.co.uk? There's a pause. I kind of need you to pick me up from school, Tommy blurts. Wilbur takes a moment to process this. He's already up, sliding his plate onto a counter and moving for his coat hanger. If you can, if you're not busy. I could probably, bribe the receptionist into letting me go without an adult present, right? You're doing no such thing, Wilbur says. What's going on? Tommy sighs over the phone, sounding almost exhausted. Just want to go home, big man. Wilbur presses his lips together thinly, sliding into his boots and moving for the door. I'm on my way, he says. Don't you usually call Jack if you need someone to pick you up? Tommy hums. Usually, yeah, he confirms. He doesn't elaborate. Wilbur frowns as his car starts up, the engine rumbling comfortingly as he plugs in his earphones. Why not today? Wilbur lives a lot closer to Tommy these days, and both he and the teenager know that he doesn't mind driving over to pick him up. It's just unusual. Tommy sighs again. Wanted to talk to you about something, bitch-ass, unless you're busy. No, I'm on my way, Wilbur responds. He can't think of anything Tommy'd really want to talk to him about, especially not in person. What, are you dying? I am not dying, Tommy confirms dryly. Wilbur can hear the commotion of the teenager's high school in the background. Just come. Give me 10, Wilbur says. I'll be there. And we're buying McDonald's after. Wilbur smiles. Depends, he says. Now, if you've, killed somebody and that's why I'm picking you up, you'd let me buy McDonald's anyway, Tommy says smugly. Then adds, because you love me and I'm great. Wilbur lets out a laugh. Not sure about that last part, Chief, he says jokingly. But I do love you. There's a pause as Wilbur takes a turn. Aww, Tommy says, finally. You're like a brother to me, Wilbur adds. Don't say that, I will cry, Tommy replies automatically. Wilbur swears he can hear the boy flush. Douchebag. I'll be there in 5, Wilbur says. Love you too, Tommy mumbles and hangs up first. Tommy's high school's far bigger than Wilbur's had been growing up, a sprawling, massive campus that the man can't remember exactly how to navigate. The reception's ludicrously hard to find, but Wilbur makes it after another 5 minutes. Tommy's hunched over his phone on the other side of the glass walls, bag at his feet. The receptionist looks up as he walks in. Wilbur's met her once or twice, pushing his agenda of absolutely being Tommy's older brother. No, he's not an only child at all. You must be mistaken every time. Morning, he says. Here for Tommy. She looks over at the teenager, who straightens out and stands, slinging his bag over his shoulder. "I will," he mutters. "To your credit," she says to the teenager, sliding a paper and pen over to Wilbur. "This is the first time you've ever gotten in a fight." Wilbur pauses, pen hovering over the sheet. Tommy's shoulders tighten next to him. "It wasn't a fight," he says through his teeth. "Didn't expect it from you, Tom. You're normally such a good student," she continues offhandedly. Wilbur presses his pen to the paper and signs it slowly, watching Tommy darken out of the corner of his eye. "He was being transphobic and you all weren't doing anything about it," Tommy says tightly. "You never do. This shouldn't be allowed." Wilbur puts the pen down against the counter with a snap. "I'll be looking into this," he says, frowning as the two look at him. "That's not acceptable behavior for school management." The receptionist blinks at him slowly before sliding over a card. "Understandable," she says. "Thank you," Wilbur says, feeling Tommy's stare dig into the side of his face. "Have a nice day." He turns on his heel and makes for the door, hearing Tommy scramble to catch up with him. Their steps fall into sync, and Wilbur prays he's going the correct way. "What the fuck was that?" Tommy hisses. "You're not actually going to talk to them, right?" "I might," Wilbur says ambiguously. "What do you want from McDonald's?" "Happy meal," Tommy replies immediately. "You're not mad?" "Why would I be?" Wilbur asks, pushing down triumph as he successfully makes it to the parking lot. "You were in the right. Do you want to get ice cream too?" "Okay," Tommy says, huffing as he rounds the car and waits for Wilbur to unlock it. Wilbur's long strides always leave a toll on him. "Why?" "Transphobes are assholes," Wilbur says in answer, ducking into the driver's seat. Tommy follows suit across from him, dropping his bag at his feet. "You're a good kid." He's reaching for the ignition when Tommy whaps him on the shoulder. "Wait," the teenager says. "I need to tell you something." "Hmm?" Wilbur says, hand dropping. "Yeah, what's up?" "Promise you won't be angry? Like, I know you won't, but promise." "Pinky promise," Wilbur says, holding out his pinky. Tommy glares at him, a smile tugging at his mouth, and reaches over to link them together. The older snags his hand and pulls it into his. "All right," Tommy says, allowing Wilbur to loosely interlock their hands. "Yeah, so I'm trans." Wilbur blinks. "Oh," he says, sounding vaguely surprised. "Thank you for trusting me enough to tell me." Tommy exhales, a relieved smile spreading over his face. "Female to male, by the way. You're the first person I've, like, properly told other than my parents, but I don't think they really count." "I'm proud of you," Wilbur says, opening up his arms and allowing Tommy to lean into them over the console. "You're absolutely wonderful, you know that?" Tommy presses into his shoulder. "I do," he says. Wilbur can feel the teenager's smile against his shirt. "Literally said that half an hour ago." "You're also very full of yourself," Wilbur teases, squeezing the younger's shoulder. "I know," Tommy says. "Tommy in it special." There's a moment of silence, and the teenager shifts, pulling back from Wilbur's embrace. "I've been meaning to tell my close friends recently, because I want to, and I trust you." "Aw, Tommy," Wilbur says, reaching over to ruffle the teenager's hair. "I love you." Tommy frowns at him, snagging the keys from Wilbur's hand and leaning over the man's lap to jab them into the ignition. "I love you too," he says, elbowing Wilbur's thigh as he retreats and giggling as the older yelps. "Prick." 2, Jack Manifold. Tommy, are you doing drugs? The way Tommy leaps out of his chair, startled, and drops a needle on the floor isn't exactly reassuring. Jack takes a mental note of the way the teenager looks like a deer in headlights. Tommy's never been the type of kid who'd touch drugs, ever, so this is new. I'm not doing drugs, you prick, Tommy hisses, tripping in his haste to stand up, arms locking around himself defensively. Who the fuck do you think I am? I mean, it's fine if you are, Jack says, then backtracks. I mean, it's not good, but I won't be angry or anything, but Tommy... I am not, Tommy snaps again, putting a stop to Jack's awkward tirade. Doing drugs, Manifold. Jack blinks at the teenager, who's shrunken into himself, backing himself towards a cupboard. Okay, he says, taking a deep breath and trying to sound placating. What are you doing, then? They stare at each other for a moment. Tommy's pupils are contracted in some frightened manner, and Jack instinctually steps away from the younger. Then, hesitantly, you don't have to tell me anything. As long as it's not, like, heroin. It's not anything bad, Tommy mutters, shifting uncomfortably. Jack backs away even further, dropping onto Tommy's bed. It's like medicine and shit. Okay, Jack responds, gentle as though he's talking to a spooked animal, which does kind of seem like the situation. And it's not drugs. Tommy glares at him, shoulders loosening. You know it's not, prick, he says, moving forwards to stand by his desk. Jack leans over to pick up the needle that had dropped onto the floor. Pardon? Jack asks as Tommy trails off, looking visibly uncomfortable. You don't have to tell me anything you don't want to unless it's putting you in danger, he adds. I am the adult in this situation, after all. You're a year younger than me, pussyhole, Tommy grumbles, moving forwards and dropping onto his desk chair. He seems to psych himself up for something. We're friends, right, Jack Manifold? I fucking hope so, Jack responds dubiously. I'm sitting on your bed right now. All right, Tommy says. He spins his chair to the right slightly, hands ringing nervously. They're tea shots. Jack pauses. Sorry? It's tea, Tommy repeats. Testosterone? The elder asks, about as gentle as he can be, which is more awkward than gentle. Tommy doesn't seem to notice, looking down at his interlocked hands. Yup, he says, popping the pee. I'm trans, female to male. Oh, Jack says, and then, pog. Pog, you absolute wanker! Tommy responds near immediately, sounding relieved. He spins again, catching the edge of his cabinet with his foot to stop himself. You don't, like, mind? Jack blinks at him again. No, of course not, he responds. Of course I don't mind. Why would I mind? Tension visibly seeps out of Tommy's shoulders. Oh, he says, breathing out loudly. No, it's just that people don't like that sometimes. He shrugs. Jack bites back a nice long string of curses for anyone who hadn't liked that. All assholes, he proclaims. Something white hot and protective rears up in his chest, and he absolutely wonders how Wilbur survives like this all the time. Anyone who has a problem with you being trans? Assholes. Every one of them. Oh, Tommy repeats, seeming to slump into himself. Yeah, I know that. His voice cracks halfway through the sentence. He clears his throat, straightening up in his chair and turning towards his setup. All right. Jack gives him a moment, watching the teenager wipe his eyes in what's supposed to be a discreet manner. You all right? He asks after the moment's passed, concern finally creeping into his voice. Tommy clears his throat. Yeah, he says. I'm good. He pulls the sleeve of his hoodie over his fist as Jack watches, swiping at his cheek. There's a moment of quiet, the only sound the whirring of the fans in Tommy's PC. Sorry if I pressured you or anything, Jack says. You didn't, Tommy says. Been meaning to tell you anyway. I wouldn't have if I didn't want to. He breathes in. As good a time as any. Oh, Jack says as Tommy spins, moving to inspect himself in the cabinet. Good man. Tommy lets out a bark of laughter, turning again. You're so good at this. Look, I'm trying, Jack says indignantly, the grin on his face matching Tommy's. But really, man, I'm proud of you for telling me. Thanks, Tommy says. Wait, Jack, we were supposed to vlog. That's why I came here, Jack says, standing up. Hey, good lad. Primark's waiting. God, Primark's probably missing us, Tommy groans. Can't believe we got caught up in this shit. Come on, Jack says, putting an arm around Tommy's shoulder, gently hoisting him up and steering him towards the door. We can't leave Primark waiting. Life's too short. 3. Technoblade. Tommy appreciates how Techno doesn't make a big deal of things. More than usual, now. It's an honest mistake. He's in a voice channel with Techno, both of them doing their own thing and waiting for Phil to join. Techno's been editing his new video, the first one in a while. It was a short update to the Potato War trilogy. Tommy distinctly remembers Techno's frantic search for T12 potato minions. Tommy's going over an essay, humming, and occasionally asking Techno how to improve a clunky sentence. He'd never admit it to anybody, but these were his favourite kinds of calls. Usually, Wilbur would be there, and he'd join them in quietly doing his own thing and inevitably fall asleep. Today, though, Wilbur was out working on Lovejoy's new EP. Phil, however, would be joining shortly after he finished having food. Techno had left his PC for a bit earlier, leaving Tommy alone in the voice channel with Techno's profile dim. He'd gone to get a sandwich, Tommy thinks he said, absently turning in his chair, hands on his keyboard. Writing essays was such a hassle sometimes, like now. It's when he stretches, hearing his joints pop as he pulls his arms above his head, that he feels the problem, a painful one. He likes binding, okay? It makes him feel less dysphoric, more comfortable in his own skin until he's old enough to get top surgery. He's already got the funds set aside. For now, all he really has to do is wait. But while he's waiting, he's going to bind, and sometimes it hurts, and that's fine, even though he knows it's not fine. He should probably take off his binder. He's been wearing it for too long, and it's making his ribs hurt and breathing harder. Still, Tommy's stubborn somewhat. He shifts in place for a moment, looking at his Discord. He's muted while Techno's AFK. He thinks for a moment before reaching over and grabbing his phone, dialing his mum. Mom, he whines when she picks up. My ribs hurt. There's a crackly pause. How come? She asks. He can faintly hear her off the phone as well, down the hallway. I don't know, he lies. Maybe I'm like Spider-Man and I just got fucking pummeled and you don't know. Language, she replies, sounding amused. Have you taken off your binder? Tommy blanches. Tom, she replies. You know you're supposed to... Well, Tommy says hastily. Time for me to go. He hangs up, letting out a giggle as he hears his mum call his name across the hallway and pulling his headphones back on. Techno's still not here. He opens his essay back up, sucking in a deep breath and ignoring the throbbing in his ribcage. Tom, his mum calls again. Tommy grimaces as he hears her getting closer, double-checking to make sure he's muted. Tom, take off your binder. It's been 9 hours or so. I don't want to, though, Tommy says, sliding his headphones to fit around his neck as he hears the slight commotion of Techno resituating himself at his desk. The man's icon lights up. It really doesn't hurt that bad. I'm giving you 5 minutes, she replies. Or you're turning off the internet, Tommy sighs. Tough love, Mum. His mum looks at him through the door, shooting a smile. Just don't want my baby to be in pain, she says. Go on. Tommy groans as he hears her retreating down the hallway, standing up and moving to the side of his room to take it off, sliding the garment off under his shirt and throwing it on his bed. It's a lot more comfortable without it, he'll admit. Just also a lot more dysphoric. I took the binder off, he bellows, dropping back into his chair and pulling his legs up, picking his headphones back up. Thank you, she replies, voice faint from where Tommy can hear her retreating down the stairs. The headphones settle on his ears. Techno's unmuted but silent. As Tommy clears his throat and prepares to return to having conversation, sorry, had to do something for Mum, he mutters as his excuse, Techno speaks up. Do you want me to ignore that? Tommy doesn't reply, assuming Techno's talking to someone on his end, which is unusual given his more reclusive family members, but not impossible. And then, Tommy? Tommy startles, moving his mouse and clicking on the unmute button. It stays the same. He clicks it again. Yeah? Why'd you just mute and unmute? Techno asks, sounding something near amused and nervous. I was saying, do you want to just move past that? I'm not going to pry. Move past fucking what? Tommy asks. We've both been muted for the last half an hour. There's a moment of silence. You weren't, Techno says finally. I could hear you. Oh, Tommy thinks. Well, shit. Offer still stands, Techno says. There'd been a little hint of something in his voice earlier, but it's returned to its usual level tone. Or you can talk about it. I really don't care which. Tommy opens his mouth. Techno adds, I mean, I care about you, but I don't mind if you... yeah. Tommy smiles despite himself, allowing himself a moment to think. He's been meaning to anyway, and Techno's just cool as hell, and like his brother. Yeah, no, Tommy starts. If you hadn't guessed, trans, female to male. He stops. I've got no dick. He clarifies. I don't think I needed to know that, Techno says dryly. But, yeah, thanks for telling me. I meant to anyway, Tommy says. I've told Wilbur and Jack so far. Meant to tell you, Phil and Tubbo. Hope no one's been giving you trouble, Techno says. Nope, Tommy says, popping the pee. Jack did think I was doing drugs, though. Seems like a fun way to come out, Techno says. It was fine, really, Tommy replies. Just before the pre-mark vlog. He sighs, stretching again. Can't believe Discord glitched that bad. Yeah, that was pretty unfortunate, Techno says. Sue them. I could, Tommy says, mock thoughtfully. I'll get Big Q to be my lawyer. They'd give in out of sheer annoyance, Techno says, and stops. I'm, proud of you for telling me. Tommy smiles, ignoring the lump in his throat. All of you say the same fucking thing, he says. You suck, Technoblade. Anyone can hear the fondness in his voice. Techno, at least, seems to. Love you too, Tommy, Techno says. Fucker, Tommy responds and pushes down the warmth that rises in his chest. They're like brothers, after all.
I won't let go.
The end. Thank you for listening.